Tonight we find ourselves in Revelation 18, verse 20. Revelation 18, 20, page 30 of your notes, which you should have picked up at the door. If you don't have them, raise your hand, we'll get them for you. God has established the local church as the classroom of Christianity. You think you can violate this and be all right, you're wrong. We are to assemble with other believers in a local body under your right pastor teacher so that you can incrementally go from ground zero to the maturity adjustment. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes application and commitment. So let's take the usual time to remember that none of us can glorify God, effectively learn Bible doctrine, if we sit here out of fellowship. All right? So let's collect ourselves, get in fellowship, and take in this heavy-duty information. Let us pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we know from your word that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We have chosen the way of life, the way of truth, and we thank you that in these perilous times, these very last days, you provide for us the necessary resources so that we can continue to grow in grace and put ourselves in a position to receive the high reward at the coming of Christ. Bless this Bible class to that end, in Christ's name. Amen. All right, we're dealing with, in chapters 17 and 18, we're dealing with two different Babylons. That's the code name. It's not what we call them in the real world, but that's what the Bible calls them. Babylon is a symbol in the Bible of rebellion against God. From the Tower of Babel forward, this revolt against God and His plan. Now, both of these Babylons, they're different as they can be. These two Babylons will enter the tribulation. Both will be destroyed in the tribulation under the wrath of God. They'll be taken out dramatically. Babylon of chapter 17 is a religious entity. It has roots all the way back to the Tower of Babel. It's the mother-son cult. It is a counterfeit of the promise in the garden of a woman giving birth to a Messiah. This mother-son cult was cranked up after the death of Nimrod by his wife, whose name is not mentioned in the Bible, and his father. They cranked up this religious system, a mother-son cult. And it spread to all the nations. In Revelation 17, John sees a scarlet-colored beast with seven necks and heads representing seven empires, kingdoms, starting with ancient Egypt. Egypt gave way, and then the dominant empire was Assyria. Assyria gave way, and the dominant empire was Babylon of Nebuchadnezzar. That one gave way, and we have the Medo-Persian, or the Persian Empire, under Cyrus the Great. And then, number five, the rise of the Greek Empire and the notable Alexander the Great. All of those kingdoms is told John. Got ahead of myself. Number six was in power when John wrote the book of Revelation, of course. That's the Roman Empire. It eventually went by the boards. They all went down. All these empires. Head number seven is the revived Roman Empire. And that will be headed up by the Antichrist after the rapture. this will have a short run, to be precise, 7 years. 7 years. And it will be taken down by Jesus Christ personally. The ruler of the seventh empire, head number seven in modern times, we're on the horizon of it. That person, and there's been all this guessing game on the part of theologians through the church age as to who the Antichrist will be. I can show you right in the scripture. He comes up out of the abyss. He's well known. He'll get a second run at it. It's the most famous world leader, Gentile-wise, of the ancient world. He had a short career. He died in his early 30s in Babylon. Alexander the Great. I got a book on my desk, The Search for Alexander. They think they know where his remains are. They have found his father's remains, Philip. They'll be able to check the DNA and it'll match when he dramatically comes back on the scene, him and the false prophet, to head up his cult, his satanic cult, over Western Europe. That's where the Roman Empire ruled, from the European continent. And so they will set up this cult that is opposed to all religion of any kind, good or bad. And God will use the Antichrist to take down the final manifestation of the mother-son cult, which is the Roman Catholic Church. He'll destroy it. He will plunder it. That is a big takedown for an institution that has been around so long and is so opposite, if you're a Bible believer, is so opposite of the Bible, it isn't even funny. It's the mother-son cult reinvented and given Christian names. A super counterfeit that's had a long run. It's killed a lot of Christians, real Christians. It's in bed with political leaders. The church isn't supposed to be. That's one of the good things about America. We didn't have a state-sponsored religion of any kind. It was to be religious freedom. As long as you're law-abiding, you can believe whatever you want to believe. You'll deal with God, but you can believe whatever version of Christianity you want to follow. And there's plenty of those developed throughout the course of the church age. So he's going to take down the Roman Catholic Church. Read all about it in Revelation 17. The final manifestation of the mother-son cult. I have a book that I've had for years called Two Babylons. Now, they didn't deal with this one in chapter 18, which, as I've said, these Christians out there who believe in the rapture, who believe in the second advent, the millennium, that basic timeline, they leave out principal actors, if you will. So the story gets skewed when you are involved in omission. The second Babylon is the leading economic, political power, arguably, in human history. And you're in that country, the USA. And it's going to be taken down by God using an agent in 1 hour of one day. The language here in our chapter requires another thing that had to be in place, but see, this is what I've had to deal with all these years. It's okay, I don't mind. I enjoy exposing stupidity and putting the truth in front of you. I do it because I care about you. And I don't want you out there being another fundy dummy or any other kind. Another thing, there are things that had to be in place. It's like, where are you going? Oh, we're going to this real nice place and have a special meal. Well, you got to set the table first. You got to prepare the food first. You don't go walking in there and it's not ready. The table has to be set. All the principal entities, down to the most minute, have to be in place before Jesus Christ can come back and get the church out of here and start the trib up. I figured something out. It took me a while. But you learn incrementally, if you learn at all. While no man knows the day or hour, often quoted, I can tell you the day and the year. I can't tell you the year, but I can tell you the day and the year in which the rapture is going to occur. When did the church age start? On a Jewish feast. The feast of that feast, Pentecost. That's when it started. Everybody knows that. I say everybody. The church age is going to end on a Jewish feast. The summer fall cycle of feasts. You had the spring cycle, and then there's this big lag with nothing, and then the first feast that pops up is the Feast of Trumpets. I have another book I recently got on my desk, The Feast of Trumpets and the Rapture. We know a trumpet is associated with the rapture. We know there is a worldwide announcement, a shout, and a trumpet. And the dead in Christ will get their resurrection bodies a split second before the rest of us. Then we will get ours, whatever we're doing, wherever we're at. And we'll leave whatever we're wearing behind, and we'll all be 35 years old. A 90-year-old man isn't going to be 90. And a 10-year-old boy isn't going to be a 10-year-old boy. Mind-blowing, isn't it? We're all going to be the same age, roughly, of Jesus Christ when he was resurrected. And what was that? 34 going on 35. We'll be taken out of here right in front of everybody. Right while you're standing in line at a checkout counter. Or having open heart surgery in the hospital. Or you make up your own mind what you're doing, good or bad. And in all these graves out here, all these cemeteries where believers are buried, their graves are going to be disturbed. Unbelievers would just be sitting there. Those in Israel go way back in time. Some of them will still be sitting there because that's where Old Testament believers were buried, and they don't get their resurrection body till the end of the trib. We go first. I got a verse on it. We step ahead of the Old Testament crowd by 7 years in terms of getting our resurrection bodies. Now, this is basic information that you've heard from this pulpit year in and year out. Yes, like I said, I've added some details. I grow in grace and wisdom too. I didn't get a package deal and every little T is crossed and everything. No. We've had our breakthroughs. Big and small. You've got to prepare yourself for that. And my first one, after I came up out of Baraka Church, I thought I was going to lose everybody. On the bicentennial, I didn't plan it. I did, for the first time, the Doctrine of the United States in Prophecy. Isn't it funny that they got all these lesser countries, supposedly lesser, some of them have a lot older history, like Egypt. They're all mentioned in the Bible, but we're not going to mention the U.S. It's mentioned. And the telltale marks that indicate this, as if you would solve a mystery, is that it's the only nation that's a leading economic power. Are you listening? It's the only one you can name that is built on immigration from the nations. The peoples that live in this country are from all different kind of countries over time. They came to America. Reminds me of Neil Diamond's song about it. I saw it on a YouTube. Everybody with their hands up in the air, jumping around. Coming to America. Coming to America. And then they show the Statue of Liberty. They would show all the different scenery. They'd show old black and white pictures of people getting off ships and being brought into the United States from Europe and elsewhere. It's the only country. It's also a country that dwells in the midst of the seas, oceans, Pacific, Atlantic, Gulf of Mexico. All the telltale signs are there. It's easy. But they're not going to teach it in these fundamentalist churches. Oh my. They would absolutely go crazy. Theoretically, the United States could get its act together, but isn't going to do it. It's already told us up front. We're not going to get it together. And our sins and crimes through time are so great and so big that we're going to be taken out in 1 hour or 1 day. And another thing that had to be in place before the rapture would occur is great advancement in technology. What do you think the mark of the beast is? Some stupid tattoo on your forehead? It hijacks human volition. Now with artificial intelligence and all this other stuff, this whole thing is just going up like this. That's why one of the three big announcements at the onset of the tribulation, one is, about the gospel. So everybody gets a gospel hearing before they enter this time of God's wrath. And then the second one is there will be an announcement. We've covered it. There will be an announcement, and I'm talking out of heaven, not over a cell phone or some device. It'll be a direct announcement to exit the United States and go back to the country of your ancestors, or you will die in the Holocaust. The thermonuclear Holocaust. And God, by the way, God uses evil to judge evil. He's going to use the Antichrist to judge the Catholic Church for its history of evil and corruption. And then he'll turn around and take care of it. And who's he going to use to take out America? Russia. The power from the far north. You have to have the technology to do what we have studied in this chapter 18. To take it out in 1 hour or 1 day. Now, God could take something out in 1 hour or 1 day like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. But he uses a human agent, an advanced military machine, and actually, you might use the word, blesses them, greases their skids. And we think we're superior. We think we're the indispensable nation. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to find out different. So that when this dust settles, this nuclear dust, and it runs its course, there won't be a living human being from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Canada to Mexico. They'll all die. The only thing that'll be left is the ruins of all the buildings and the things we've built. And furthermore, to rub more salt in the wound, nobody during the 1,000 years will be permitted to re-enter this geography. It'll sit here and languish and be overgrown. The one thing that'll be here will be thriving plants and animals. They'll live in the ruins. For your homework, go home and read Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51. Using the code name Babylon. The ancient Babylon of Daniel's day, of Nebuchadnezzar, it didn't fall in a fiery Holocaust. How did it? The Persians snuck in when they were partying, the leaders, and decapitated the leadership. And everybody got up the next morning in the city of Babylon. You're being ruled by Persians. Go about your business. You have nothing to fear. Ancient Babylon, Babylon founded by Nebuchadnezzar, it did not get defeated in the traditional way. All right, now, where we're at in chapter 18 is this. It starts off with regard to the United States. God uses angels, right? Okay. He has a mighty angel come down from heaven to make an announcement. Can an angel project himself all around the world? Yeah. To all Americans at the time, after the rapture. Remember that everybody's spinning in their wheels because the rapture's just occurred. Explain that one away. People will have testimonies. Yeah, I was standing in line, and there was this elderly woman. She could hardly walk. And the next thing I knew, she was 34, looked beautiful, and went right up through the roof. And didn't tear up the roof. People be passing out. The show God's going to put on at the coming and the setting up of the kingdom on earth is mind-boggling. The angel will come down and announce, this is like you say something that hasn't happened yet, but it's so certain that it's going to happen, you can talk about it as if it happened. It's called proleptic speech. Fallen is Babylon the Great. She's become a dwelling place of demons. Oh my gosh, today, the stuff that's going on in the United States, We talk about it from time to time. Have you seen some of this before? Have you seen these maniacs just walk into a place with a gun and start shooting randomly people? I don't remember that. We become desensitized to this mess. And we have people running around this country and says, I'm not a boy. I'm a girl. You're a fool, is what you are. And you're under demon influence, turning everything upside down. And it wouldn't be so bad, but top people are promoting it. It isn't some off-the-wall thing in some neighborhood in some city like San Francisco, where they always had this gay community. No. It is promoting it at the highest levels, at the university level, doing these surgeries on kiddos. That ought to be that's a criminal offense to wreck them for life when they can't even make basic decisions. I could go on and on and on with regard to the corruption that's at all levels of this civilization. Not even. It's because demons are attracted to corruption. So there's a lot of this can be explained. People are under possession and influence. And every unclean spirit and a prison of every unclean and despicable bird. That's humans. Americans. And then she has spread her propaganda to the nations. Verse 4. All nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her immorality. The kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, they're tied to her. Economically, all kinds of monetary ties and connections. That's all going to go down the drain. And we saw, starting in verse 4, by way of review, I heard another voice from heaven. This isn't an angel. This is God Almighty speaking this speech that everybody will hear and outlining what to do. The first thing, come out of her, my people, because after the rapture, there's going to be a bunch of people that will convert to salvation, to Christianity. It's going to grab them by the throat and they're going to become believers, including excuse me, the second largest population of diasporic Jews on earth outside Israel in this country. They're going to come boiling out of here. Read Jeremiah 50:51. And they're going to be saved, unlike the Jews that have come migrated back to Israel. The Jewish state, I've heard ICE pastors say stupid stuff. Well, they're over there in unbelief. Yeah, they are. The Bible said they would be. The prophets said they would. I scattered you to the ends of the earth, and I'm going to bring you back at the time I'm ready. And it isn't because of any righteousness in you. But I am tired of the bad mouthing of the nations. What were they? Who do they bad mouth? That land over there, bequeathed to Abraham and his spiritual descendants. That's why whenever the Jews were out of the land, it languished for a caretaker. It wasn't the Gentiles weren't capable of going in there and making it look nice. God frustrated it. So when they came out of Babylonian captivity, it looked awful. Ooh. When they came back here in the early part of this century, the early immigrants had to start cleaning it up, draining swamps, starting agricultural phenomena. And now look at the God over there in that little nation. It's a powerhouse. Before it's over, all the nations are going to gang up on her. But guess who their defender is? They can't match him. Come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of all her plagues. Now, what are plagues? There's different kinds of plagues. Those caused by disease. Those that are man-made in biochemical labs. They can make viruses and stuff up in labs and release them. Oh, but they wouldn't do that. Yeah, right on. And receive of her plagues. For her sins have piled high as heaven. This is a motif of the Tower of Babel. Those dummies believed that they could build a tower high enough to reach the third heaven. Because they did have one thing right. The earth isn't a spinning ball. Stupid. A spinning ball? 1,000 miles an hour at the equator, going 66,600 miles around the sun, and we can't feel anything? You couldn't live on a ball. You couldn't say sea level. It wouldn't be level. It's like that. And the people at the top are looking, heaven is up for them, and the people in Australia would be down. The Bible teaches this. Joshua commanded the earth, not the earth, but the sun and moon to stand still. It's nonsensical if they're not moving. He didn't tell the earth to stand still for the long day of Joshua, so they finished that battle up. It's all over the net. The truth is coming out that we've been had. And we didn't go anywhere in 1969. and land on the moon. Rah, 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 rah. I see videos on it. Even that's impossible. What modern science says the temperature is the surface of the moon when the sun's shining on it, and it's the opposite, cold at night. Machinery and men could not survive in that. It's a hoax. It's a great big Masonic hoax. NASA. Fake science, along with fake religion, exists in the devil's world. How about the theory of evolution? The theory of gravitation? This falls because it's heavier than air. It's the simplest explanation, usually it's the correct one. Theory of relativity. Einstein. Man of the century for Time magazine. Einstein. Taught in all of our schools, theory of evolution, that everything evolved from nothing. And there was a big bang that exploded up, the Big Bang Theory. Because they do not want God in their thinking. The simple and straightforward thing is there's an all-powerful creator that can bring into existence the most sophisticated things and interaction and put it all on the earth. And he did it right there in Genesis 1. We got vegetation one day before we got sun, moon, and stars. I'm just reading my Bible. It's a cosmology. The ancients had cosmologies. They had screwed up things in them. But all the nations believed in a flat earth. That's why they would think they could build that tower and reach it. You know how far Jesus Christ personally in his resurrection body is from us? Several thousand miles. The earth is his footstool. And the first heaven is the birds run in on up, the stars, and all the rest. And the second heaven is the dome called firmament in your Bible. And right over that is the real estate of the third heaven. Yeah. This is the voice crying in a wilderness. I am a voice crying in a spiritual wilderness to wake people that blank up if they want to be. If they want to be comforted by lies and distortions and won't even look into things. I never heard that before. So what? Look at the Bible and look at the information and we'll get it figured out. Through prayer and diligence. Because I have prayed and there is a prayer. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. And that's how I had my first big breakthrough. But I got help from some people. And my last big breakthrough, I didn't go out looking for it. It got on the internet. And there's the good, bad, and the ugly out there. Obviously, I know that. It started with the debunking of the trips to the moon in 69, when the biggest computers would practically fill this room. And here's Nixon talking to the chief astronaut from an old phone system from the White House. Please. 200,000 miles away. Here we go. And it's all located right down there in Houston. NASA. And so while all these fake astronauts stand around with Masonic rings on and pictures, it's Freemasonry. It's about deceit. My job is to expose evil. I got a commandment. And a bunch of people didn't like it and they bailed. Well, I have to get my crown and I can't draw back on something. I can't, I'll teach this and this. Oh, not that. No, I want my crown. And I have to declare the whole counsel of God. And yes, he's given me time to learn these things, have these breakthroughs. The one that I identified on my own was, who is the Antichrist? They've guessed all kinds of people, and Hitler. Wrong guy, wrong time, wrong place. He comes up out of the abyss. The false prophet's the same thing. But he's a Jew. He runs the Alexander cult of beheading people that won't take the mark. So, her sins have piled high as heaven. Pay her back even as she has paid, and give her back double according to her deeds. This country will get double wrath, because too much is given, much is required. The more doctrine you and I listen to, get and take in, the more we're required to apply it. God gives us time. Some things, adjustments, take time. To the degree that I'm skipping over this because we've been through it, give her back double. In the cup which she has mixed, mix twice as much for her. To the degree she has glorified herself and lived luxuriously or sensuously, to the same degree give her torment and mourning. For she says in her heart, this is the collective mentality of the American people. And it's a quote from Isaiah. I sit as a queen and am not a widow and will never see mourning. But in 1 hour, one day, the party's over. When Russia fires these missiles into the major American cities, and then all the fallout from the rest of it, into the environs. Again, read Jeremiah 50 and 51. Get your engine started. It's an end time entity. God revealed it to an ancient prophet. They didn't understand. America wasn't even a dream at the time. And it didn't even come into existence until 250 years ago. And then we saw the reaction of the different categories of humanity to the outside the United States, to the destruction of the United States. The rulers of the nations will mourn because their cash cow is gone. So, look, they just roll this up. Well, we sent so much money over here and did this, and through our taxpayers' dollars everywhere. Hell, we financed communist Russia, who is murdering millions of its own citizens. It was called Lend-Lease. And our leaders knew what they were doing to their people. So here we see on a ship at the end of World War II, Churchill, Stalin, and Roosevelt. Pathetic. We've been involved in false wars. We caused a false flag operation, and then we went to war. Killed a bunch of American soldiers and people, and blah, blah, blah. Because they sunk the Maine, the ship, the Maine, in the Havana Harbor. It was on an educational program. They weren't trying to make a point. They've dug the ship up. It was blown up from the inside out. We did our own ship in, so we could expand imperialism to South America. And the big battle cry was, "Remember the Maine!" Stirring up patriotic fervor. What did we accomplish in Vietnam? Not a damn thing. Except got a bunch of people killed. We didn't shut down communism. The next thing you know, here is Nixon. What's his face? Over there with Mao, normalizing relations with communist China. Kissinger. Yeah, that guy. This is the kind of people we've had at the top. Regardless of political party. Didn't matter. They do the same stuff. Promote the same evil. This is the only country that... How far in debt are we? Did you ever hear that addressed? Oh, I think we're in $33 trillion. That's the last one I heard. Really? You can't get an honest money system because you turned it over to international bankers in the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 with a federal income tax. You did all that during the Wilson administration. Instead of having an honest currency. We don't have a Congress and people to take care of this? Apparently not. So we crank out more money and the dollar shrinks and we have inflation. Well, that's one cause of inflation. So this is where we're at. It said, in one day your plagues will come, in verse 8. Pestilence, mourning, and famine. This nuclear stuff will spread. Famine, because even if you can find food stuff after the so-called dust settles, you won't be able to keep it in your system because you'll have radioactive poison in your system. Your hair will all fall out. You can't keep food down. So the degree that you had it made, to that same degree, you're going to go through the final throes of death and misery. So if you're here, get out after the rapture. We get out the easy way. We get out the no fuss, no muss. Boom, we're out of here. And it's coming down. We'll see if it happens on this Feast of Trumpets. Another thing that has to be in place. They got everything ready to go. They just got to get the green light. And they'll put it up in no time. It's the tribulational temple. Made to scale of the temple of Jesus' day and the one before that, Solomon's. They just got to figure out the right place to place it. And it isn't out there where the Dome of the Rock is. That isn't where the temple was. That was the Roman fortress Antonia. South of it is the site of the temple. Jesus said, when it goes down at the hands of the Roman, not one stone will be left on top of another. And you see politicians and different rabbis and everybody out there before this wall, sticking stuff. I was there. We were there, my wife and I, back in 1998. They got so much wrong, people. It isn't funny. They don't even know where the Jews crossed the Red Sea. They didn't cross it down in the Suez area. They crossed it over at Nuweiba, the Gulf of Aqaba. The two arms of the Indian Ocean that go up. And the evidence is on the floor of that sea. Chariot wheels and cabs. Or dummy went in there and should have known better. The evidence is on the earth of the events of your Bible. And they're being hidden. But things are coming out in the open. That's the neat thing. Everything done in secret, everything that's been hidden, God is going to bring it out in the light of day. And humiliate the hell out of these intellectuals and people running around promoting this mess. Theologians, preachers. And I don't want to be in that category. Deliver me from evil. And that includes false doctrine, false ideas. I got something wrong, I'll fix it. So we saw that when the U.S. goes down, the kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, their sugar daddy's gone. There's a repeat of the phrase, in 1 hour, your judgment has come. That's 60 minutes. And that can only be accomplished through modern technology. An all-out nuclear assault by Russia. A surprise. And there's not a thing that America can do about it. Because God's going to grease their skids. A power from the north. It's the only one I could figure. Has the capability. The merchants of the earth will be very upset because this is the biggest importer of stuff from other nations that ever was. Harbors are filled with ships. I got my house, I got all kinds, I got food items, I got clothes items, everything. Italy. Got a lot of stuff from Italy. They make some good food. You can get their stuff right from Italy. No problem. There's one site called Supermarket Italy. It's at your house in no time. All these automobiles. Foreign automobiles from Europe and Asia. They're all over the place. I got one. From Germany. Nobody has been an importer like this country. A consumer of the world's goods brought in here every minute, all the time. Just constant, constant, constant. The merchants will weep because what are they going to do with all this stuff now? They can't get it out of there. America's gone. They're standing at a distance out of fear. Fear of what? Getting contaminated with this nuclear stuff. That doesn't just stay in one place. It gets sucked up into the atmosphere. It's like the fires in Canada and the dust comes down to Oklahoma. And it says here, cargoes of gold and silver, precious stones, pearls, linen, purple, silk, scarlet, every kind of wood, ivory, bronze, iron, wine, olive oil, all that's listed there. All this is now gone. The merchants that become rich from these things are in mourning. Not because of their dear love for America, because the source of their wealth is cut off. And they're going to go, what they ought to be concerned about is their souls. Because this is history moving into the coming of Christ. And everybody on earth will know it. Well, be told it anyway. But they won't act on it. Some will, obviously. All right. We have a celebration in heaven. We have this sadness on earth going on when this country's taken out in 1 hour or one day. And people are standing at a distance out of fear. If it was an ordinary fire, they wouldn't have to be doing that. They let it burn out. But it's radioactive. It's nuclear. So, we now flip back to topside. We're in heaven during this whole period. And we're in heaven, and we got a role to play while we're up there. One of my questions were, and I'll let you have our, or coffee break. One of the questions I've always had is, where is he going to put everybody? You put everybody in heaven and they can see the whole scenery? You know how many church-age saints there are? I don't. Untold millions of people that lived on this earth from the day of Pentecost to the rapture. All those that have been before us that have died, and now those of us that are alive. Where are you going to put everybody? I joke about that a little bit, but it's not my problem. God will take care of the logistics. Okay, now we will officially get into the rest of this. We have our break coming. I may take 5 minutes more because I took 5 minutes longer to get through this class. Let's take our break.